Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, open our ears to hear your word today. Open our hearts to love and to serve each other. And give us the courage to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Words from the Gospel reading for today. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see. I would imagine that most, if not all of us, have been glued to our television sets, listening to the radio, checking every website as we do our best to keep in touch and to be informed about what's happening around us. We have tried our best to listen to every press release and the daily briefings of government and health officials, as we have all been affected to varying degrees by the impact of the COVID-19 virus. During this time of uncertainty, we are all facing an ever-changing reality, a way of life that includes social distancing, the closure of places of worship, places of employment, education, recreation, social gatherings, and of course the restrictions on travel, just to name a few. And in the midst of this, today's gospel reading is about God's transforming love. It sends a message of comfort and hope that will help strengthen our faith in these times of fear and anxiety. It is the story of someone born blind and healed by Christ. We are told that Jesus performed this miracle out of dirt and saliva. And then he simply sent the man to wash in a pool of water. A careful reading of the gospel will remind us that John does not refer to the person who was healed as the blind man, but rather the man born blind, identifying him as human before his blindness. And this is an example, for it reminds us that God's love reaches those who are considered outcasts in society. However, the healing of the man caused a hostile reaction from the Pharisees, who made a connection between sin and illness. And they were concerned about whose sin had resulted in this man's condition. However, Jesus used this man's lack of eyesight to teach us about faith and to glorify God. Now, as the story continues, the Pharisees questioned the man whose sight was restored. And although his faith was put to the test, he was clear about his belief in Christ. And this is how he explained it to his critics. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. For while the Pharisees questioned and debated about Jesus, the man was healed, his life was changed, and he was able to see. In this gospel story, we see a distinction between the humble man and the educated religious leaders. The man received his sight and saw the presence of God in Jesus. Meanwhile, the religious elite could not understand how God works, and they remained spiritually blind. We too are reminded that we need God's grace in order to have a clearer spiritual vision in life. As Christians, we experience God's transforming power in our worship and in our lives. I've heard God's transforming power summarized in these words, and I quote, "Ordinary water becomes a life-giving power of baptism. Ordinary bread and wine become a feast for the whole world. And ordinary people like us become Christ's body, the church." End of quote. So my sisters and brothers in Christ, during this time of the COVID-19 pandemic, may we remember that God shows up in unexpected places and through the most unlikely people. We do not know God's plan or where the Spirit might be moving. So let us remain alert to the needs of those among us and in the wider community, so that we might pray for those who are suffering and try our very best to do something about it. The gospel reading for today reminds us that sight and blindness are not limited to our physical sight. Beyond that is our openness to see and embrace what God is doing in our midst. Jesus used a man born blind, and he will use us if we remain alert and see the opportunities for Christian service. We know that our buildings are closed for corporate worship and fellowship, but God's church is here to serve. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we ask you to listen to our prayers. May our eyes be open to see your Holy Spirit working among us and sensitize us to your love, that we may share it with all around us. So, my sisters and my brothers in Christ, these thoughts I share with you in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.